This is Barbara Corcoran. You are now tuned in to Business Unusual. And everything you ever learned about business, throw it out the window. I'm going to tell you the real deal. Listen in. Today, I'm going to answer all your burning questions about work, life, starting a company, getting on track, and much, much more. Be sure to call in to the Business Unusual hotline with your question at 888-BARBARA. That's 888-BARBARA.
Hi, Barbara. My name is Tiffany, and I live in Los Angeles, California. I noticed on LinkedIn today that you're looking for people who are worried about making rent or finding a new job or when to go back to work. I actually transitioned from my job and was about to start a new one, and unfortunately, due to this unfortunate coronavirus, that job was put on hold. Now I'm stuck trying to figure out how to make ends meet as a single mom and trying to start up a business. And this economy is going to be a little challenging, but I'd love some feedback on what you think about trying to help businesses consult to them about working from home, as I did that for 10 years. I built a business on it, and I'm hoping that maybe this is a good time to launch a business doing that.
You're sitting on a gold mine. If you know how to help people do business from home, because that's your expertise, isn't now the absolute best time to offer it? You just have to figure out how you get your messaging across to people in need, which is really basically everybody, and how you charge. How do you parcel it out so that you could charge for your services? Just get busy with your messaging and how to deliver it. You've got a big business right in the middle of this crisis.
Hi, Barbara. My name is Lori. I live in Delray Beach, Florida. I've been unemployed since February, before all this disaster hit, or maybe just when it was hitting. And I was getting close to possibly getting a job, interviewing all over, and now I have nothing. The businesses are closed. I'm still applying to jobs, but I'm very scared. I cried all day yesterday. Today might be the same. My voice is shaking now because I don't want to become homeless. I know the stimulus package is going out. I don't know if it applies to me. I have been collecting unemployment, but unemployment in Florida is ridiculously low. I don't know if I qualify for a check. I still need to call my landlord. And I'm very, very scared.
If you've lost your job and you can't possibly meet rent, what you should be doing is calling your landlord immediately. No landlord wants to be hit and surprised like, oh, guess what? I have no money. No, they want to be told you probably won't have the money to meet your rent next month. And how could he work with you to get through the trough? That's what you should do. Move early. But about your comment that you have nothing else you can do, I don't believe you. Everybody's got something they're good at. Ask your friends what you're good at. Ask your family what you're good at. You might be surprised you have talents that you could make a side hustle. I've never met anyone who can't do a side hustle.
Let's take a short break to talk about a company I love.
Every business is looking to drive efficiencies and improve their bottom line. One business critical piece of software I love is Paycom. With Paycom's single database HR and payroll solution, you eliminate unnecessary waste, improve your business processes, and you can track real-time savings on your investment. Now that's a win-win. So go to paycom.com to schedule a demo today. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, Barbara, this is George. I'm calling over here from New York City. I just had a quick question and probably could use your advice. So I'm a recent graduate from school. I'm a little bit worried about the market right now, and I recently moved here from New York City from Indiana. And I guess my question for you would be, you know, if you were in my position being a salesman here in the tech industry in New York, you know, with everything going on, what would you do in my position? Would you go back home, take care of your family, or would you stay here and try to make the best of it? Thanks, Barbara.
I think you learn such character when you could stick anything out as long as you can, because necessity is the mother of invention. If you go back to Indiana and move back in with your parents, you might not discover what talents you have, how hard you could hustle, walk into some opportunity that you never thought would be an opportunity that turns into a future job. No, the action is here in New York or any large city. I would suggest you do everything you can to stay here now, improve your skills, and keep looking for work, even if it's part-time. You're not going to find that in the comfort of your parents' home.
Hi, I'm Kaylee. I'm calling from South Carolina. I was wondering if you can give any advice for those of us that are currently in the market for jobs, but do have a job. Is it a good time for us to be, A, looking, obviously, and B, is it a good idea for us to jump ship if we have something secure at the moment? Thank you.
You'd have to be crazy not to stick it out until this ends. But meanwhile, you should be looking for another job online, more importantly, with an eye toward what skills are they looking for you to actually get the position. So this is a time where you keep your steady job. I don't care what you think about it, but more importantly, keep your eye toward what's out there, what could I aim at, and what skills do I need to become a better candidate to get that job.
And that's all we have time for today. If you have a question, leave me a voicemail on the Business Unusual hotline, 888-BARBARA. That's 888-BARBARA. You can also tweet it to me at Barbara Corcoran, and I may just answer it on a future episode. You've been listening to Business Unusual with me, Barbara Corcoran. Come back next week to hear more steps and missteps I took on the path to success. Search and follow Business Unusual on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.